Sanhedrin Perek Dal Mishnah Beis. Dinei Tumas V'Antaras Matchilin Min Agolo. By Tumas and Taras the Dayanim, we would start from the greater of the Dayanim. He would issue his psak first, and then the Dayanim that were not as great would go second and third. Dinei Nefashos Matchilin Min Atzad. But by Dinei Nefashos, you always start with the lower level of the Dayanim. We don't start with the higher, because the Torah says Losana Al Riv, and the drasha is, it's not written with a Yud, so Losana Al Rav, you're not allowed to contradict or go against a Rav, which is the greatest person of the Beis Din. So if he would go first, people would not be able to go against him. Therefore, we make him go last. And this is only written by Dini Nefashos. So Taisa says, since it only applies to Dini Nefashos. However, the Nebuk Yosef, Marsha brings, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean that you're not allowed to go against. It just means you're not allowed to set up a Beis Din where it's set up that you're going against. And this, that you're not allowed to set up a Beis Din, it's because of a fear that the subordinates or the people that were not as great as the greatest Dayanim would be afraid and would be more prone to just copying what he says. And therefore, if you start it with him, Dafka by Dini Nefashos, where it could be a much bigger catastrophe, they applied this and they said, don't start with the greater Dayan, rather start with the lower level Dayan. But since it's not a big concern by Dini Mamanus, it doesn't apply there and we can start even with the greater one. Therefore, by Dini Nefashos, Maschilin Menatzad. Hakol Ksherin Lodin Dini Mamanus, Fein Hakol Ksherin Lodin Dini Nefashos. Everybody can don Dini Mamanus, even a Mamzer can don Dini Mamanus, as long as he's a Mamzer kosher. Vein Hakol Ksherin Lodin Dini Nefashos, but Dini Nefashos you need Ela Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Amsin Lakuna. Dafka Kohanim Levim Yisraelim that are Meyuchas enough that they can have their daughters marry Kohanim. Like the Torah says, by Yisro, Venosu Itoch, when they're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Sanhedrin Nasu Itoch, that they should carry the burden of Klal Yisrael with you, and which means they should be similar to you. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was a Meyuchas, so too all the members of the Sanhedrin had to be Meyuchasim.